This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The Trump administration is planning new restrictions on reverse mortgages, which allow seniors to take out loans against the value of their homes. The Department of Housing and Urban Development says the changes are needed to help put the program on a sounder footing. Here to put this podcast on a sounder footing is Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Cusisto. Laura, first of all, what are the changes?
So the two changes that are going to get people a little bit riled up are, one, that for most people, premiums are going to go up. And so when you first take out a reverse mortgage right now, you either pay 0.5% or 2.5% on the total amount that you're taking out or could take out. Most people pay the 0.5%, and that's going to go up to 2%. So the upfront cost of taking out these mortgages is going to go up by quite a lot. The annual premium is going to go down by a little bit, but I think that most experts think that this is going to act as a real disincentive for a lot of people to take out these mortgages. And the second is you're going to also be able to borrow less, which is also likely to make these mortgages look less appealing to people. So for most people, the amount that you're going to be able to borrow against your home is probably going to go down, you know, a modest amount by, you know, but certainly by about, you know, $5,000-$10,000, depending on the value of your house.
Does this apply to existing mortgages or just new mortgages?
Just new mortgages. This is very important. The Trump administration did not want little grandmas out there to have a heart attack thinking that they're going to, the premiums are going to go up. So this is just if you're going to go take a mortgage out from here on in.
Let me understand something. Will new borrowers eventually see their premiums go down? I mean, does this depend on how much money they borrow?
Right now, it depends on how much money you borrow. So right now, you pay a higher premium if you borrow a lot of money up front. But this is going to change that. So everybody, whether you borrow a lot or a little, is going to pay the same one. So that'll be interesting to see, too. If it, you know, right now, there's sort of a disincentive for people to borrow a lot, and it might remove that disincentive. So that could be an interesting effect that we just don't know how that's going to play out. But on balance, this is supposed to reduce risk by increasing the amount people pay up front, but lowering it over time.
Who are the loans insured by?
So at the very end of the day, we, the taxpayers, are on the hook.
Yeah.
And that's been the problem with this program. It is a big money loser. There's a lot of risks built into the program because it ends up costing the federal government money if people live longer than is expected, if home values don't increase by as much as expected, if they don't take care of the home as much. You know, if you're getting into your 90s and you're not getting that roof repaired or that bathroom upgraded, all of these variables that are really hard to predict. And so what ends up happening is that the federal government, which backstops the loan, sometimes then ends up taking out a reserve fund. And once, so far only once, they ran out of funds in that reserve fund and had to get an appropriation from Treasury.
I'm speaking with Laura Cusisto of The Wall Street Journal. You're listening to Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening, everyone. Laura, this reserve fund, how in debt is it right now?
Well, so this is why we care about it. So basically what happens is that both reverse mortgage borrowers, but also regular mortgage borrowers who tend to be younger, FHA tends to cater to kind of a somewhat lower, kind of middle income, younger borrower. So those premiums are being paid into this reserve fund. And we're really at the point where the risks that the reverse mortgage poses are going to exceed the amount in that reserve fund over the next couple of years, which means Congress would have to step in. And why this really matters to the rest of us, those of us who aren't seniors, is, of course, because that makes it harder for FHA to lower premiums for everybody else because they have these enormous risks that are being posed by this reverse mortgage program.
So we're talking about billions of dollars, like more than $10 billion, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So right now, the negative economic value of the program is just under $8 billion.
Yeah.
And that mandatory appropriation I told you about that they had to get from Treasury was $1.7 billion. So we're not playing in small numbers here. This program, it's a really small program, but it is a big money loser.
Well, how do advocates and seniors feel about this, these changes?
So it's mixed. As you've gathered from this podcast, the changes are complicated.
Yeah.
I have just simplified them enormously. They're a lot more complicated than that. So I think there is a sense of There's a sense of hesitation. I think there is a sense of relief because some might have thought that maybe the Trump administration, given what they've talked about needing to take a more business-like approach, would just get rid of a program like this, right? It's something of a sort of social program to help seniors out, but it's a big money loser. So I think there's a sense of relief that they're going to keep it around. Yeah. But a lot of questions about how these changes are going to play out. Does it mean that fewer people are able to access this program? And is it going to accomplish what it says it's going to accomplish? Is it going to reduce risk?
Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Cusisto, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.